Love is in the air. Show me where to look. Written by Elastic Ella and recorded by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom Bunny. The nail polish is called whimsical, but it should be delirious. The soft seafoam green baize takes hundreds upon hundreds of coats to make the jelly sandwich. Chunky pieces of glitter shine, suspended at varying heights. You can only see the color once your head has gone fuzzy, once the air is thick with pretty chemicals, and you look down and think how tiny, how mini, how insignificant 10 little beautiful canvases can be. "Bunny," she says, reproachful. Her amber eyes don't miss a thing, don't need to blink. You wonder if her mother cut her eyelids off when she was young. She's never blinked. Like a portrait hanging in a forgotten mansion, waiting, always waiting for the new undertaker. Maybe it's the more traditional type. Maybe the mansion is being destroyed. She does love ghosts, to write or become. "Bunny," you agree. She knows best. "I don't want to miss you," she says, as if it could be so simple. As if you were a plane trip or a concert with an easily defined departure or overture. Your nose crinkles up at the image. Such horrible, polluted places. You aren't like that. You don't wear lipstick or graffiti. Did you ever? When you were one with the bunnies, when you had a den, those halcyon hazy hive mind days, before the axe split you up, before the murder, you're gone again. She sighs, disappointed. "Why won't you stay with me?" She doesn't have to say the next bit, carefully enunciated by silence. "Why am I not enough?" It isn't fair to ask a single bunny to replace three, but that's what you've done. When Eleanor went off to Europe to rediscover her voice, when Victoria blocked you on Instagram, so rude, there was only Kira, the bunny pet, and you dared to think she'll be enough. She was everyone's favorite, demanding pets and curling up in warm laps. The most animalistic with her purring and chittering and nibbling, easily sated with a carrot, chewing them down with her big, unblinking eyes, never breaking contact. "Bunny," she says again, desperate, like the rain will come with the right tone of pleading, kick a movie's third act into creation. "Bunny, you echo. You are made of echoes. What have you ever put into the world that wasn't first told to you? Chewed up and spit back out onto lined paper. Call it creation." "I'm hungry, Bunny," Kira says, voice high and weak, but her beady eyes are on your shoulder. You were never a cake before Samantha came into your lives. But there's no resisting the power of nicknames. Did she ever even say it aloud? No washing them away. Some things can't be unknown. "Then eat," you say. Better to invite a bunny in than kick a bunny out. She kisses you first, so polite, brought up so well. Licks at your lips like a pet would, more kitten than bunny. Short abrasive licks that drag against your clear gloss. Kisses you until you're dizzy with it, and your mouth opens, until your fingers reach for clothing you're not allowed to remove. Here is a doll, should only be dressed up, and on special occasions, her pretty, pretty red hair braided. "Silly bunny," Kira chides, laughter in her voice. She catches your gloved hands in her own, interlocks fingers, takes them out of play. Her kisses move down to your throat, keep time with the beating in your neck. She bites, large bunny teeth first, groans into your skin. Her hands clasp tighter, doesn't let you run. "Tastes like frosting, cupcake." And she eats and eats and eats until all your sweetness is gone. The end.